Jasodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaur Haribol 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 Gaur Haribol Jai Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravachari Divine Grace Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Granth Rasmat Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga All glories to Shri Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 41 Purusheshwa Pira Jendra Shupatram Brahmanam Udu Vidu Tapasya Vidyaya Tushya Dhatte Vedam Haristanam Purusheshya Pira Jendra Shupatram Brahmanam Viduhu Tapasya Vidyaya Tushya Datte Vedam Haristanum Purusheshya Pirajendra Shupatram Brahmanam Viduhu Tapasya Vidyaya Tushya Datte Vedam Haristanum
Thank you.
Tapasya vidaya pushtya. Rajendra. Purusheshu, amongst persons, api, indeed, Raja Indra, O best of kings, Shu Patram, the best person, Brahmanam, the qualified Brahmana, Viduhu, one should know, Tapasa, due to austerity, Vidyaya, education, tushtya, and satisfaction. Datte, he assumes. Vedam, the transcendental knowledge known as Veda. Harehe, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tanum, body or representation. My dear King, of all persons, a qualified Brahmana must be accepted as the best within this material world because such a Brahmana, by practicing austerity, Vedic studies, and satisfaction, becomes the counterpart body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From the Vedas, we learn that the Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Person. Every living entity is an individual person and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Person. A Brahmana who is well-versed in Vedic knowledge and fully conversant with transcendental matters becomes a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should worship such a Brahmana or a Vaishnava. Vaishnava is superior to Brahmana because, whereas a Brahmana knows that he is Brahman, not a matter of Vaishnava, knows that he is not only Brahman, but also an eternal servant of the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, worship of a Vaishnava is superior to worship of the deity in the temple. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shakshat Dharitena Samasta Shastre. In all scriptures, the spiritual master, who is the best of all the Brahmanas, the best of the Vaishnavas, is considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean, however, that the Vaishnava thinks himself God, for this is blasphemous. Although a Brahmana or Vaishnava is worshipped as being as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a devotee always remains a faithful servant of the Lord and never tries to enjoy the prestige that might occur to him from being the Supreme Lord's representative. Okay. Om Agnyati Varandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Sukshurunmitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. So here are different classifications of the devotees being described in the purport. And with the most important point here mentioned, that the Brahmanas who are not as good as Krishna's devotee. Because Brahmana, they may know the Brahman or the material universe as far as that knowledge is concerned, but they don't have the perfect knowledge which teaches us that the Supreme Brahman is the emanation of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava mataham sarvam parvartate. Aham sarvasya. Sarvasya means everything, whether it is material and spiritual, is an emanation of Krishna. So what we see around us, the material energy, it's the Krishna's energy. So people, the brahmanas, they may have that kind of knowledge to only understand the material universe and its creation. But they do not have complete knowledge as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is the source of everything. So a Vaishnava, he is perfect because he has that complete knowledge. He knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything, the creator. He is the source of the Brahman. That's why he is perfect. And according to his purpose, it says that a perfect Vaishnava is the spiritual master. Why he is perfect? Because the spiritual master, he is disseminating that knowledge to the disciples. Guru Parampara system. A disciple, he knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead so well, he's so conversant in knowledge so well, he becomes the spiritual master. That's why Krishna speaks, evam parampara praptam imam rajaya sayo vidu shakale naha, that the parampara system or the disciplic succession is created from Krishna and is coming down from Krishna down to the present day devotees who are his disciples, of the disciples of the spiritual master who is coming down in the disciplic succession from Krishna. So that knowledge is perfect because it's coming down from Krishna. And the spiritual master doesn't speak anything different from what he spoke, his spiritual master. So therefore, it's mentioned here. Although a Brahmana or Vaishnava is worshipped as being as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a devotee always remains faithful servant of the Lord and never tries to enjoy the prestige. That might occur to him from being the Supreme Lord's representative. So, in the matter of serving the Supreme Lord, it's mentioned that Vaishnava is worshipped as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the highest respect one has to be given to a devotee. A devotee is respected as good as the Lord, as good as Krishna. But the devotee, he always thinks himself very humble. And he knows that the respect he is given, that respect belongs to his spiritual master, that respect belongs to Krishna. So while we are doing service to Krishna, we are a devotee, we may get respect, may get opulence and prestige. These things, they come when we are serving Krishna. But devotee is fully aware, he knows that he is getting this prestige or this respect because he is serving Krishna. in connection to Krishna, so he is not proud. This is a very important point, because as we progress in spiritual life, we become advanced in spiritual life, the material opulence will follow. And highest material opulence that people always aspire for is prestige and glory and respect. So the glories that we get, we always know that this glory, it's that glory belongs to Krishna. Just like if you're working in the company, if you stay long enough in the same company, you can gain more knowledge, and that because of your long-term work in the same company, you might get promoted. So similarly, if we can remain faithful and stay Krishna conscious all the time throughout our life and faithful to the spiritual master, that means we are faithful to Krishna, then we are given a lot of respect. And that respect is almost as good as God. Just like when the spiritual master comes, we worship him with flower and arati, just like we worship Krishna. But the spiritual master never thinks that he deserved that. The disciple should worship him in that way, in that respect, like we give that respect to Krishna. But the spiritual master thinks that respect he's getting is because he's serving his guru. That respect is offered back to his guru, and his guru is giving all the way to Krishna. That's why he says here, he never tries to enjoy this prestige that he might accord to him from being the Supreme Lord's representative. That's very important. Because this is what drags us down when we become proud. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one can chant Hare Krishna in the mood of humility. Trinadapi Sunichana. He is God. Bhakti Vish. He showed us how to become a devotee. Why did he say that? Because that is the qualification of a pure servant, of a Vaishnava, that he knows that what makes one a good devotee is that when he can have that prime quality. That prime quality comes in the form of humility. The humility doesn't come easily because we are surrounded by wealth, surrounded by prestige, surrounded by glory that we are given all the time. You're just like you are a sannyasi, for example. He also need to be very exemplary to receive that glory, receive that respect. Because he's representative of Krishna. He's representative of Prabhupada. What we say and how we behave, what we do, we need to be very, very understanding and very careful, because we are representing Prabhupada, we are representing Krishna. And actually, the real glory in any one of us devotee is that glory is when we can serve Krishna nicely. That is a good thing, that good glory. People respect you. You deserve that, because that deserving quality comes because you're serving your guru, you're serving Krishna with such faithfulness that you're qualified to be worshipped. At the same time, a devotee never thinks, I'm qualified. So it's a tug of war. And very important point here, we have to understand that a faithful servant being described here, faithful. That's a very important point, because faith is something that we all need to work at it and develop, because it doesn't come easy, faith. Just like we choose to accept someone as our guru, or we choose to not accept someone as our guru,
Because that depends on your faith. That person inspired you. You choose to make someone as your friend, closest friend. That in the spiritual life, similarly, that faith is very strong, the spiritual faith. That's going to be awaken you to, through knowledge, to bring closer to Krishna. That faith is a spiritual faith. Anyway, faith is faith. But here we're talking about a faithful servant of the Lord. What does that mean? It means loyalty. Loyalty to Guru. No talking. Looking at me, I'm giving the talk. So, loyalty means you have faith, strong faith. Loyalty comes from faith. It doesn't just come easy. And that comes from steadiness. And steadiness comes because you have developed a strong faith. So it's all connected. You can come to the temple every day, but you may have a different motive. But in order to actually develop that strong faith, that comes from knowledge, studies. But gradually, even if you come to temple, that's good. But gradually by doing that, that you are going to nasta prayasya badrasu nastam bhagavata sevaya. But gradually by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam every day, nasta prayasya badrasu abhadra, all inauspiciousness that the sitting in your heart disappears. Just like if you're sick, then you have to take medicine. Not just one time. The doctor will tell you, you have to take gradually for 5 days, for 1 week. They give that prescription at a particular time with food, 3 times a day, maybe once a day. So, in order to clear away the disease condition, the disease that you have to take that medicine accordingly, according to the prescription the doctor has given you. So similarly, if we want to actually develop that faith in Krishna, you have to worship the Vaishnavas, worship the devotees. That's what's mentioned here. Because the devotees, they are as good as Krishna. Not as good as Krishna, but they worship as good, as much as we worship Krishna, with such respect. Sometimes I think to myself, and sometimes devotees behave in such a way that I don't want to worship you. It feels like that. So that's why I'm saying, if you want to be respected, and if you want that glory, you have to develop that you have to make sure that you deserve that glory. Just like Srila Prabhupada, his friend, he was telling him, there's a guru here, let's go and visit him. He said, no, in India there's so many gurus, they're everywhere in the corner there's a guru. He said, no need to see another guru. He said, no, this guru is different. He said, okay, let's go see him. That was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Prabhupada went to see him. And even Prabhupada himself, he was impressed by seeing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the first time. Even though there are so many gurus everywhere. So if you want to be unique, you want to stand out among the Vaishnavas, you have to have that kind of a spiritual caliber. Just like there's so many kids here, or so many devotees here. And there's someone within all of us, he's very special. And everybody knows, oh, this Prabhu, this Mataji. Because of their surrender to Krishna, because of their spiritual character, he or she, they become stand out. Like there's gold, why we like gold? Because it's precious. Why not we take the stone and say it was gold? No, it's not the same. and there is diamonds. And even among diamonds, there is some diamond you choose to have the one that is very pure, clear, nicely cut, and it's the one that has shines the light. That you have to have the knowledge. So it's not that everybody is same. The spiritual master is qualified because he deserves that qualification because of his surrender to his guru. Not that we respect everyone equally. That is there, of course, when you're talking about everyone is servant of Krishna. But when we want to worship Krishna, worship the guru, that depends how you surrender Krishna yourself. So respect is giving accordingly. So the faith is just like a candle. When you light a candle, the light is not smooth. It will be withered by the wind. But if the wind is not withered, it's very smooth, it's flying up nicely, straight line, is not disturbed, is not distracted. That's faith. We're distracted. Always moving here, moving there. Someone says something, we are disturbed by it. We don't come to temple anymore. We don't have that strong faith in Krishna. We are always judging. Hi, you are good. So, of course, the judgment is there, but at the same time, to be not distracted by Maya or not distracted by material energy. Or the, here it says sense enjoyment. Then you have to have strong faith no matter what. At times of difficulty, at times of disturbances, at times of turbulence in spiritual path, that's the time we're going to be tested. All of us, whether it's spiritual or material, there's going to be turbulence in life. What is that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Jivana Tala Mala, you know that song? Tottering. A drop of water is like a water. It's tottering on the leaf. Jivana Tala Mala Jala, like the water. So that's the test. The test is how we're going to serve Krishna. Somebody said something in the temple. Someone's going to always tell us. Even if you're working outside, people will tell you. If not someone, then your parents will. Someone. But if we are fixed in knowledge, we know how to apply ourselves in all conditions and circumstances. So similarly, if we are in the mood of enjoyment, when we have the enjoyment or facility to serve Krishna, or we don't have facility to serve Krishna, but the principles of devotional service remains as it is under any conditions. Chanting Hare Krishna, you can still chant, you have a tongue. How does it affect it if you're hungry or not? You can still chant Hare Krishna. So faithful servant of the Lord never strives to enjoy the prestige. And the spiritual master is perfect. It says here, Vishwanath Chakravarti says, Saksat Daritena Samasta Shastra. We sing this every day in the samsara prayers. In all of the scriptures, the spiritual master, who is the best of the Brahmanas, the best of the Vaishnava, is considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's like when I saw Srila Prabhupada. Here, we worship Prabhupada even more so than Krishna. So much respect was given in the Guru Puja, and we're saying his name, Jaya Prabhupada, just like we say Hare Krishna, you know, we say Nitai Gaur, we're actually singing the names Prabhupada, same. We're dancing, offering flowers with puja. The spiritual master is thinking, he's not thinking, his chest is going up, or look at me, everyone's worshipping me. No, he is, so Prabhupada, he is meditating on Krishna, looking at Radha Krishna, tears in his eyes, and he's thinking, I'm so fallen. And he is thinking how I can become a better guru of my guru, a better disciple of my guru, so I can serve my disciples, so I can instruct my disciples. He is serving the disciples. He's servant of the disciple, actually, the guru. The spiritual master, they come here before the initiation. The spiritual master comes to the temple, pays a dandavat to the deity, and praying the deity, please forgive me. I'm going to initiate today. Accept this disciple for you. I'm bringing to your lotus feet. This is the attitude. This is how I say it. This is my way, my attitude. Also, to think this way, I'm completely unqualified. The qualification is when we can have this attitude. This is the attitude that we have to develop. Isn't it? We're going to get glories. We're going to always get glories. You go to India, you're wearing a dhoti or sari from ISKCON, they bow down to you in the street. When Srila Prabhupada was in Gujarat, he was having a harinam with all the disciples, all his disciples from America, European and Americans, white devotees. People were coming out and giving everyone garland and sprinkling flour on their feet and watering the streets so they can walk. So much glory. Because they understand that those who worship Krishna, they are to be worshipped. Just like it says here in this purport of Srila Prabhupada. They are to be worshipped as good as God. And they know that. And this comes from the culture. In Bengal, some places you go, even today, you walk in their home, they will worship your feet, wash your feet, and offer you first-class food. Because they know you are representative of Krishna. How important it is to respect a Vaishnava. You know, when sometimes we find two devotees talking, I'm just saying this, and another devotee comes and just budges in and start talking. He may be senior, whatever, but there's etiquette there. This small thing. Like, I'm very sensitive to etiquette. Let them finish their conversation, wait till, don't just budge in. So, when we can have simpler understanding, practical understanding of the knowledge, then we can understand higher things. But it starts from small thing, actually. So, always be fixed in knowledge, then we can, it's not a matter of being proud or I'm doing this so nicely, but we can learn so that we can be a better disciple of our spiritual master. The glory will go to your guru. When people say nice things about Krishna, we're happy, right? When people say good things about Prabhupada, about your guru, when people say good things about Vaishnava, we appreciate that, we love that. But when he's negative, when they say bad things about Vaishnava or your spiritual master or Krishna, that will hurt us, because that's, it says here, that's blasphemous, offensive. But that depends on you. When you are so perfect, so Krishna conscious, they're going to only see good things in you, and they're going to say, oh, you're from ISKCON, you're so good. So it has to start from us. If we want to see Krishna as the Lord, the Supreme Lord, and Krishna is full of all good quality, He's Bhagavan. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. He's perfect in every way. So we are representative of Krishna. We are representative of Prabhupada. We are representative of Krishna. Krishna is perfect. When Lord Ram was here, he is Ram Rajya. He is the perfect king because he was actually God, Bhagavan. But he was here to set an example for all the people, the citizens. Even till today, people in India, they love Lord Ram. All over the world, wherever the Indians, they, oh yeah, Ramchandra Bhagavan. They worship him because he set that example as the great king. And he was extremely humble and loving. He wanted to make sure everyone happy in his kingdom, all citizens. He was setting that example. And even though he is the Supreme Lord, he didn't have to go to the forest for 14 years. He is not bound by principles. He's above that. But he did it to show that, to upheld the principles of this dharma. He showed an example. This is how I see myself. Like when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, you know, a small boy, people, they throw you around. You know, when you're a kid or a new devotee, they throw you around, especially those days. Do this, do that. So much hierarchy going on. But if you can live through it, if you can accept it, that's where I am standing today, because I have lived through it. What makes us strong is when we can upheld the dharma by accepting the religious principle from the day one we joined the Hare Krishna movement. Then when we get to that top, we are fixed in knowledge. We know this is all Krishna's mercy. That what I have been through in my life is what that brought me to where I am today is because I've been through that. It made me stronger in spiritual life. So if you really want to develop that faith, we have to have that understanding from beginning of our Krishna consciousness, from the day when we join this Hare Krishna movement. It's not that we are devotees today and then slowly we start to develop all the good things and we become very advanced. And then we start to cut, we become more slack in our behavior. Perfection means day one. From the day one, we learn everything that we learn beginning, we have to become even better. So, even though the brahmanas are perfect, but we have to first become a brahmana and then become Vaishnava. But of course, by becoming Vaishnava, one is automatically a brahmana. But if you're already a brahmana, that should go up next level, Vaishnava. But at least we need to become a brahmana. That's what I think. So we can't criticize, oh, you're just a brahmana, I'm a Vaishnava, I'm better than you. No, we don't talk like that. We respect the brahmanas. But at the same time, we know Vaishnava is the highest. But we don't say, you are just a brahmana. But at the same time, when you talk to a brahmana, like in India they have jati brahman, family brahman, like you go to south, they have the priest, brahminical, very brahmana, very, really good people. They respect the Vaishnavas because they understand. You go to Tirupati, South India, it's a very famous temple in the south. Very ancient. They love ISKCON devotees because they know these are real brahmanas, real Vaishnavas. They know ISKCON people are Westerners. How can they be a brahmana, Westerners and Vaishnava? But they know The real Brahmana, they understand this, and because of their understanding, they actually become a Vaishnava. They are not only Brahmana, they are actually Vaishnava. So we have a very good relation with these people in India. But at least Brahmanas, you have to be a Brahmana at first. Then from there you can transcend to Vaishnava. It doesn't mean, Brahmana doesn't mean just wearing a thread. It depends on your knowledge. If you're born in a Brahmana family, doesn't make you a Brahmana. You're born in a family, your parents are doctor, doesn't make you a doctor. You still have to study. Parents can help you. That's the prerequisite. Similarly, we are born in India. Religious place. Doesn't make us a Vaishnava till we came to ISKCON. We heard from the foreigners. And I'm just giving an example. Prabhupada tried to preach Krishna consciousness in India. He was let down because they saw another sadhu. They didn't take him seriously. But when he brought the foreigners to India, they took him seriously because people follow the Western people these days. But when they become Vaishnava, devotees of Krishna, then people of India say, wow, these Westerners, if they can chant Hare Krishna, what am I? What am I doing? So Prabhupada had this system because his spiritual master, he knew that this is going to happen. So he brought the foreigners to India. And you can see today, our temples are filled up with Indian people. And they originally learned from the foreigners. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that one day Russian, Chinese, Indians and Europeans will come to Mayapur and chant Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. And that's happening right now. That's happening right now. We have this big temple just open in Mayapur. And people are coming from all over the world to celebrate the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth. He's coming this month. They're already having the festival. I lived in Mayapur for many, many years when Prabhupada used to come. And before even Prabhupada's arrival, we were preparing for his arrival, and Prabhupada always stayed in Mayapur for more than a month because it was the Mayapur festival. It's the biggest festival of our time in ISKCON because it commemorates the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he actually appeared in Mayapur. And so Mayapur Gopuniam festival is the biggest festival in ISKCON. And then of course Janmashtami. So Srila Prabhupada was actually there in Mayapur every time Gopuniam happened, for the whole time Prabhupada was here on the planet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one day the Europeans, Americans, Russians, it's mentioned, Russians and Chinese, and right now you go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, there are all you see is Russians and Chinese. And this is the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think it's a joke. We are in the right place. We are in the movement of Lord Chaitanya. Gauriya Vaishnava. What is it? Gauriya means? Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauriya Vaishnava. Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Gauradesh, in Navadeep, Bengal, West Bengal. We are in that movement. We are not in some sampradaya in India. We are in Gauriya Vaishnav. They have very big temple in the south, in all over India. What is that called? Very big temple they make, the Gujaratis. Vash, Laksh, huh? No, no. Narayan. Huh? They're building big, big temple everywhere. What is that? Swami Narayan. That's it. Very rich, big, big temple. Swami Narayan. Very wonderful temples. We're not part of the Sampradaya. But we can be proud that we are coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What makes people understand is the philosophy. You can have a big temple, big everything, but when you talk to a devotee, it is so convincing because they speak the truth. They speak what their spiritual master says. It makes so sense. That's what people are affected by. That's what changes people's heart, is the knowledge. And if you want that knowledge, it is coming down from the guru, from the spiritual teachers. So, everything, they have this Swaminarayan, they have such beautiful temples. They spend a lot of money building this temple. They're very wealthy temples. But I didn't feel impressed by it, because it's very impressive temple, very nice, but they don't have the perfect knowledge. I'm not just saying, you can find out for yourself. Prabhupada said, there is so many stars, bright, it doesn't brighten the sky, but one moon can brighten the whole world, universe. And that's Prabhupada. We can proudly say that ISKCON is where we have perfections. Just yesterday, one person told me, they go to the Hindu Mandir. They have a very big Indian Hindu temple. And the people are talking to themselves. They're saying to each other, he said, this is not as good as ISKCON. They're so disorganized. He said, ISKCON, they're so organized. They have good food and everything is organized, the temple. But they don't have a sampradaya. They just build a temple so people to come and see the deity. That's all. But we have organized because we follow, we have a system. We have parampara. We have the base. We have the knowledge. We're not just a temple so everyone can pray and throw some donations and go away with blessing. But no, here we are here to change people's heart. We're here to make people Krishna's devotee. We're here to make people convinced of spiritual life. What is the purpose of life? So they're going to understand that. That's why we have so many young people in our temple. That they came here, they know, why am I suffering? And they got that knowledge from Indian ISKCON temple, not from Hindu Mandir. They just come and pray. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to preach to. Here, everyone comes to the door. We are approached by a devotee, Hare Krishna, by this book. We are preachers. What makes difference than those temples? Because here we are giving you that package. Knowledge. Books are there. So many books. Prabhupada's books. So in order to develop that faith in Krishna, we have to be conversant ourselves, and we have to be steady in our spiritual life, and we have to also make sure that we really understand things more clearly. Because otherwise, it's all good, but at the same time, it can be very shallow. And we go away when there's something happens. So that's why it's very important that we develop that faith in Guru, develop that faith with each other, develop that faith in Krishna. Just like the other day someone said, I was giving a talk in Lopa Mataji's house. We had a big program. So one person said developing faith, similar things. he is talking about tears coming from the eye, chanting, we feel the ecstasy. Do we show that? So I said, we don't show it. Why? Because it can become very cheap. Even in Srila Prabhupada, he used to have tears in his eyes, but he quickly didn't show it, because everybody start to have tears. It'll become very cheap. So his eyes was damp with water in the back of his eyes, but he didn't actually showing so much. We can see his eyes were soft without water. If he was start to cry, then he would stop and he would say, everybody chant Hare Krishna. It actually happened once in Mayapur. So I told him, it's just like a husband, wife, or someone who's very close to you. You don't reveal your family things to others. It's a secret, right? It's very intimate. Or your bank balance. You only know between husband, wife, or family, that's all. You don't tell everyone. It's a very confidential. Similarly, spiritual love that you have for Krishna. You can cry for Krishna. We're not telling you not to. But don't do it in public. Do it indoors. Don't make it cheap. You don't go around telling everyone, you know, I saw Krishna last night. I had tears and I was rolling on the ground. That's very secret. And Prabhupada, he was pure devotee. He was conversing with Krishna. But he didn't tell anyone, his disciples. Maybe he did to his godbrother. But we don't know that. So, a Vaishnava, he's completely pure. He is full of love for Krishna. But he doesn't go around telling. You know, when Prabhupada was given all this respect, so much respect, like when Krishna is here. So Prabhupada was here, that respect Prabhupada, if he actually observed him, he wasn't even looking all that wealth and the respect. He was looking at Krishna. His eyes are fixed on Krishna. When doing the Guru Puja, people throwing all this flower and people jumping, he was just looking at the deity, tears in his eyes. And very humble. Even when they offer the flower, he didn't take it on his feet. He collected it on his dhoti, a big pile of flowers. And he used to take that flower and throw it at the devotees. When the devotees got very ecstatic in kirtan, he was so loving. He was thinking, oh, I'm so great. Hey, you're not paying obeisances, get up. He never did that. Like if I'm like a proper disciple and I'm walking around, hey, you didn't pay obeisance to me. Yeah, I mean, that's not the way to, you have to deserve the respect, not ask others. Like someone said to me about me to others, that's acceptable. But I don't tell you, hey, respect me. You understand? That doesn't work like that. So if you organize program for me, or this Prabhu is coming and you say good things, you introduce me, that's different than I'm telling others. This is why they get others to do it, not coming from yourself. So there's so many etiquettes in Vaishnava life. I remember one time they asked me to sit next to Bhakti Charu Maharaj in Mayapur. Big festival, and they're having something, Pusharam, in the building. In Mayapur they have big Pusharam hall. You can put 1,000 people there. So they have systems, sannyasis and senior people. So I sat next to him and I felt really uncomfortable. I'm also a proper disciple. And I said, I don't want to sit next to him. I want to sit between Pankaj and Ajahn Haribas, because they are more friendly and more closer. So I said, they made me sit next to him. I was very uncomfortable. I couldn't eat properly and stuff. And Maharaj said, no, like you join much before me. You are my guru. I said, come on. Like, I don't know how to deal with him. He's got all his disciples and up here, big guru. So it's very difficult sometimes. But we have to always remain humble. Suppose, like when Krishna was here, the Pandavas, they were with Krishna. But Arjuna is Krishna's friend. He says, Sakacheti, you're my friend as well as devotee. So when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he showed him the universal form. Then he said, no, I understand how big you are. And so the relationship changed. They were not talking friendly anymore, with awe and respect after that. But we have to understand, even though we are maybe same level, but know that in spiritual life there is different systems of respect that we have to know. Not that I am better than you. Always humility, we can win everything. Humility is the perfect quality of anyone. If you are humble, everybody will appreciate that. They will stand up for you because of the humility. Even Krishna can win the heart of Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you can chant Hare Krishna even nicely because you're chanting Hare Krishna in humility. To not up like a grass, people stand on the grass, the grass doesn't protest. So that was very important to develop the character, humility. It's not that you have so much wealth, you can attract Krishna. Wealth of a Brahmana is his humility. Wealth of a Vaishnava is his spiritual quality. It's not how much money you have. Who cares? Durvasa Muni was so powerful that he could go to Vaikuntha. He could go to Brahmaloka, fly. When he offended the Ambarish Maharaj, he was so humble. Ambarish Maharaj was standing, he was standing there while Durvasa Muni was going to Vaikuntha, was going to Brahmaloka, to Kailash. It took him 1 year and he was standing there 1 year without making any complaints. He fasted for 1 year and he broke his fast with a bit of Charanamrita. And it's not considered to be breaking fast if you drank Charanamrita. But Durvasa Muni was very angry and he says, you ate before me. And he was very angry and he wanted to kill him even. And then Lord Vishnu sent a Sudarshan Chakra. He was chasing after him. Sudarshan Chakra, you know, it's a very celestial weapon of Lord Vishnu. And he was following him and he was feeling the heat coming from this weapon, Chakra. He was running here and there. He went to Lord Vishnu. He says, sorry, I can't help you. You have to go to him. And he was standing 1 year. He fasted already 1 year, another 1 year. And then when he came back to him, he said, we haven't done any wrong. He said to him, even though he tried to kill him, he says, it's my fault, you didn't do anything wrong. He's so humble. That's Ambarish Maharaj. Even though he was standing there 1 year while he was going around the universe, without any food. And he said, please forgive me. He said, no, you haven't done anything wrong. See the difference. What makes one very pure, what makes one such a perfect, pure devotee is his character. Not just the character, but he's practicing what he says. It's not that I deserve the character, I deserve the quality. You have to have the character to demand that respect. People will automatically respect you when you are acting in the mode of goodness in the spiritual character. Like to wear you saffron dhoti. Oh yes, sannyasi brahmana. People respect in India. Even if you are not devotee, you wear saffron from any society. Wow, sannyasi. Could they understand that principle of renunciation? Saffron means renunciation. You're giving up. So it's not just in the cloth. You actually have to have character in the heart, in the consciousness. And not just a dress or tilaki wear, how nicely it is. That's all good, not a problem. But my point is deeper. Krishna consciousness is deeper. It's a condition of our heart. It's a condition of our consciousness. How deep are we in when it comes to loving Krishna? How much love do we have for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnavas? We are prepared to give our enjoyment for Krishna. Just like sitting in the Bhagavatam class, it's an austerity. Every day you sit here, it's an austerity. Sit here for 1 hour and listen to some guy blah 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 for half an hour, like me. But you do it because that's what it says in scriptures, come and listen. Or you're listening online. It's because that's what is required to develop spiritual life. Isn't it? You in the out there, you're chanting japa. There's time for everything. The class is class time. I emphasize this. I grew up in ISKCON from the 70s. Those days, there was everything, even if you did anything differently than what's there in Prabhupada given us, that's considered to be Maya. I'm from that time. So I speak like that. But you can't help it, things change. But the religious principles is absolute. It's not affected by time or systems like Mangala Arati, chanting Hare Krishna. These things remain always absolute, always the same. Every temple. Just like Prabhupada said, you have to do 16 rounds every day. So I didn't have prasadam, I woke up late and I have to do... No. You have to get those rounds done every day. You have to chant 16 rounds every day. You have to do all the things that Prabhupada gave us. And Subhag Maharaj, you know Subhag Maharaj, he finished all his rounds every day before he has breakfast. But if you got up late, how are you going to do it? Then get up early. Get up at 2. Then go to sleep early. Somehow you have to organize your timing, manage time. You have to think, you have to see things, overview your life's mission, overview and check your timings for Krishna first, then you. Oh, I have family. Oh, I have work. Oh, I have job. You can find millions of excuses. When you're dying, time of death, no excuse. Sadhan karana bhajan karana marita jan lahai. It is mentioned that whatever it is, time of death is we're going to be tested. Whether it is sadhana or bhajana, doesn't matter. How are you going to die? At the time of death, that's going to be our test. There's not going to be 1 minute for you to practice. You had the whole life to chant japa. We had the whole life to practice what's mentioned. If we don't do it now, how are we going to do suddenly in 1 minute at the time of death? Danger comes every day. That danger is forgetfulness of Krishna for a devotee. We can embrace problems. We don't care. Kunti Devi said to Krishna, Krishna, like Pandavas, there are difficulty all the time, but they said, please give us those difficulties so we can remember you. Because everything is so good, we're going to forget you. Give me those calamities. We don't have to pray like that, because we're living in an age where there's full of calamities. It comes. But a devotee knows that my real purpose is to remember Krishna. Manmanavava madbhakta. But in order to be able to actually remember Krishna, he have to practice that. He have to sit in the class, listen to the knowledge. Exactly, if we see Krishna, someone who doesn't know who Krishna is, he may think Krishna is just a stone. But if you study the books, knowledge, then you know, oh, he looks like this, he has a place, Vaikuntha, Golok Vrindavan. Just like the sun or the moon. When you look at it, it looks like a disc. But when you study from the books, we know the moon is a planet. Moon planet, sun planet. There's a Surya God. There's a whole planet. So similarly, these things come from knowledge. These things come from studying the scriptures. So in order to increase your faith in Krishna, you have to deepen your knowledge. If you don't have that strong faith, you are doing it because your family did it. Oh, no, no. It's not only that. You're doing it because that is the purpose of our life. To change our heart, to change our lifestyle, to become Krishna Bhakta, Vaishnava. Because just like a policeman, anyone cannot just be a policeman. He have that dress. Police, you represent the government. He is a policeman. So the dress, Vaishnava, devotees, oh yeah, there is gone. Or they are representing Prabhupada, they're representing Krishna. And even more so, our character, oh Hare Krishna, this, when you speak to them, they have that character of a Vaishnava. So to acquire the quality of a Vaishnava, it doesn't come, we have to work at it. So, it says here, I'll read it to you again. Although a Brahmana or Vaishnava is worshipped as being as God, as the Supreme Person of God, such a devotee always remains a faithful servant to the Lord and never tries to enjoy the prestige that might occur to him from being the Supreme Lord's representative. That's what we are representing of Krishna. But we are going to get that glory. But we know for sure that glory is Krishna's glory. So we have to understand and be humble always. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Somebody has a question? Sometimes we have these programs, like I go to a lot of programs, people's home and families. And I get a lot of respect from them. They introduce me and I feel very emotional. And I think to myself, this is not my glory, isn't it? It's Krishna's glory. Who would we be without Srila Prabhupada? Who would be without ISKCON? Even materially speaking, I mean, where would you go to take shelter, you know, for food and livelihood? You know, a lot of people they depend on temples for food and some shelter. That's fact. Prabhupada made a home. Prabhupada said, I have built a home where people can come and live. A house where everyone can come, live peacefully. That's Mayapur, Vrindavan, all ISKCON centers. People don't want to come because they think they're better out there. but they can take drugs and all the things. They think that's freedom. But here we live such a peaceful life and pure life, healthy life. And people don't want. They want ignorant life. And we're giving the purest food. So there's shelter here. So I get a lot of respect. Oh, you've been devotee for so long. But it's not a matter of so many years. Prabhupada said, in a moment, in 1 minute, you can develop love for Krishna and go back to Godhead. But if you're always here every day, but if we don't have that strong faith, we're just coming here because of some other reasons, then it's going to be shallow. But it's good that we're coming. It's better. But at the same time, we need to deepen. We need to become stronger. Why emphasizing this? Because we go to other temples, you know, split up, go here, there. We have to stand up for Prabhupada, to stand up for our Guru, stand up for ISKCON. That's why I'm saying this. Don't try to look fault in others. And I've been here almost 50 years. More than 90% of my friends left ISKCON. They think they feel better otherwise. Well, I'm still here. But it's not, ISKCON is not meant for everything's going to be fine. Spiritual life is going to be turbulent. If we can go through that, then we could be, at the time of death, going to be good. Like if you study, go to the college, before that you have to go to schools. It's not all easy. These kids, big bag of books on their back, 8 o'clock, they wake up 7. It's a very tough life. For 18 years, till they turn 18, 16, then they go to university, get a job. It's a very tough life. Don't think it's easy. So we want to go back to Godhead, it's harder. You know, when you come to Australia, any damn person in India in the street can get a bank statement that he have so much money, some cheating, and then he get here. He just pay everybody some money. But to go back to Godhead, you have to be genuine devotee of Krishna. He's watching us. So you want to go back to Godhead? You have to acquire the quality. So it's not, don't make it so cheap. Chanting Hare Krishna with quality japa. You know, when you come here, you chant japa, half the time you're half asleep. Chant loudly so you can hear the mantra to yourself. Just like the foreigners, they sometimes they eat, their mouths close. They say, don't make the sound. It's not polite. But in chanting Hare Krishna, you do have to make sound. So you can hear the mantra, Hare Krishna. You could be saying anything to yourself. If others can't hear, how Krishna is going to hear? Or utter it in a way it's clear enough so you can hear it without disturbing others. But somehow you have to organize that. The idea is to make yourself Krishna conscious somehow so that you can attract Krishna, attract Prabhupada. Just like Matajis or men, when you get married, you always do so many things to get the guy's attention, right? This matchmaking, all this stuff going on there, so many things you do, give gift and check there, see how much money they have. There's so many things are involved to get the persons to come to you. So similarly, if you want to attract Krishna, you have to organize yourself. How am I going to attract Krishna? What's going to make Krishna pleased with my service? Then what it says here, worship devotee. And then, I don't want to worship you. You're not devotee, look at you. You have to somehow see the qualities, good qualities in everyone. That's not going to be easy. Everyone is different. Even me, I don't like some devotee, I like someone. But we have to give up that attitude. We have to learn to respect everybody. That's going to be very difficult. Because when you go back to Godhead, we're going to be with Krishna. And if we're going to have problems, then we're going to see bad quality in Krishna. Then we are not qualified to go back to Godhead because we haven't got that quality even before you go there. We have to have it right now. If you can see good in others, then ultimately it means we are seeing good in Krishna. Because we are connected to Krishna. See, so that's how it works. So it's a very many things. So people say, oh, you're so nice. Yes, it's good. But we have to know, I'm nice because I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to acquire the quality of my guru, of other Vaishnava. So that's how it works. It's not like, oh, I didn't know Prabhu. No, everything is there for us to acquire those qualities. Just like when you go to cook, it's all precise. It's all there what you're supposed to do. Three sabji, rice, dal, this, it's all there, menu's there. It's not that, oh, kya karega, what I'm going to do today. It's all there, program's already being programmed. We don't have to make a new program. We have Prabhupada, we have ISKCON, we have all the sets given. Oh, I didn't know, I have to go somewhere else. No, it's your mind talking to you. You have to be here, everything, how to respect other devotee. If you don't like them, okay, but don't criticize. Just avoid. Respect, yeah, he's good, just keep away. If you feel that devotee is not good, you feel uncomfortable around him, then don't criticize him, just stay away, that's all. If they come near you, just stay fixed in your service. Focus on your mind and spending Hare Krishna. Don't think of, oh, that Prabhu, that Maharaj, you know. Just stay focused on Krishna, knowledge. Okay. No questions? I spoke a lot of things. If you don't have any questions, it means I know where you're at. maybe you're observing it too much, so there's no gap in between, or something. Or it's going over your head, something like that. Okay, so thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Padam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Ramana Hari.